A Century of Spiritual Text, St. Theodoros, number 1. Since by God's grace we have renounced Satan and his works and have sworn allegiance to Christ, both at our baptism and now again through our profession as monks, let us keep his commandments. Not only does our double profession demand this of us, but it is also a natural duty, for since we were originally created by God as very good, Genesis 1:31. We owe it to God to be such. Although sin entered us through our negligence and introduced into us what is contrary to nature, we have been reclaimed through God's great mercy and renewed by the passion of Him who is dispassionate. We have been brought with price, 1 Corinthians 6:20. Namely by the blood of Christ, and liberated from the ancient ancestral sin. If, then, we become righteous, this is nothing great, but to fall from righteousness is pitiable and deserves condemnation. The collection of spiritual texts of St. Theodoros does not aspire to be a textbook of spiritual life that touches on every detail within a spiritual life. However, these short texts bring a valuable inspiration that lifts a person from a state of indifference and satisfaction to recognize his worth and dignity. It sounds very clearly from this first lesson. It is impossible to progress in spiritual life when we are not aware of the state of our soul wounded by sin and its call to holiness. The Holy Apostle Peter says in the second letter, "His divine power has granted us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence, by which He has granted us His precious and very great promises, that through these you may escape from the corruption that is in the world because of passion, and become partakers of divine nature. For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. For if these things are yours and abound, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." A brief reminder of the truth that St. Theodoro the Great presents to us in this first text, as well as the encouragement of St. Peter the Apostle, can be a very useful ascetic exercise that can be combined with a morning prayer. This short thought can lift the soul and help it not to be absorbed in the cares of the world during the day, but to remember in everything its dignity and calling. St. Theodoros, intercede for us. Amen.